This is Anatomy of Success, and I'm your host, Steve Woolenhaus. This week, to be an inspirational leader that cares about people, do 12 things. Let's get started. Welcome to Anatomy of Success, here for the first time. Glad you found us here again. Grateful that you find some value here. We talk about four tenets of equanimity that I've focused on my whole life, which is better health, healthy relationships, healthy intimate relationships, and more satisfying work. When we move in the direction of each and every day making a commitment to things we can control and impact directly, we find more life satisfaction, more joy, more happiness, and we also alleviate stress. If you would, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you prefer, take us on the go. You can subscribe to our audio podcast. Stop by weatherology.com. That's my company page. You'll find the Weatherology mobile app. It's free. And follow along on social media under About Us. At the top of that page, you'll find links. Our world is divisive. No surprise. And politics have become so polarized. Evidence of inspiration is lacking. With people posturing to advance their political opinions, decency gets lost as the person that screams the loudest prevails. Give narcissistic politicians a megaphone and rhetoric becomes amplified. Toss in a new social app where everyone with a belief and business proposition is free to spread their inveterate claims, and it's easy to see why people feel alone, alienated, confused, even though the perception of connection is ubiquitous. What happened to the inspirational people that motivated us to be better because they were extraordinary human beings? Leaders who were strong and welcomed dissent. People that understood the fragility of freedom and the danger of destructive oratory. Successful companies don't have the luxury of putting a filter on strong opinions, even if those opinions hurt somebody's feelings. When business operates without critical consideration, they drift in the direction of dictatorship. Dictators don't inspire, they create fear and trepidation, and they destroy everything in their path. So let's avoid working for businesses like that or being leaders like that. So to be better at leading with inspiration, let's look for these 12 things that make people feel more important. Care. Great leaders genuinely care for people, all people of every race, religion, orientation. They don't require special training, instructions, and diversity because they treat everybody fairly. When you care for people, it's obvious in our organizations. Great leaders set a precedent for treating all people fairly and have diverse organizations that reflect their commitment to caring for people. Trust. Great leaders earn trust because they don't abuse trust. People feel comfortable sharing their thoughts and ideas because the culture has been created that welcomes dissent and alternative viewpoints. When governments and organizations start declaring what constitutes suitable thought, speech, beware, trust is never going to be a product of that conversation. Positive. Great leaders are positive and incredibly optimistic. My mom used to say, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything. Being critical is easy. Finding something good to say about people requires thought and consideration. I encourage people to make sure their language is infused with positivity. Build. Great leaders build people up. That means everybody. When we start excluding certain individuals or groups predicated on identity, we drift in a dangerous direction. Great leaders teach people how to be respectful, kind, tolerant, non-judgmental. If we aren't building people up, we're tearing them down by alienating them, or remaining silent is the only alternative. Firm. Great leaders are firm and don't vacillate in indecisiveness. Many leaders dance around their true intentions by speaking out of both sides of their mouth. A pattern of inconsistency creates distrust and suspicion. Great leaders are firm, but they're fair. Listen. Great leaders listen to understand, and they welcome all opinions. In today's world, very few leaders model good listening skills. Most are committed to contemplating their next sentence by not listening to understand in the process. Establishing an environment of compassion and empathetic listening is key to any organizational success. Aspire. Great leaders inspire their teams with remarkable vision that includes everybody. They set big goals and their teams are fully committed. When leaders are focused on insignificant distractions, they make concessions to appease popular trends and fail to provide the aspirational energy every organization needs. When leaders are focused on placating popular opinion, they aren't inspiring. They're afraid and weak. Equal. Great leaders treat everybody fairly. They don't show favoritism or reward certain people without acknowledging everyone's contributions. Every person has a place, regardless of the race, religion, gender, or politics. There's a troubling trend to allow our personal beliefs to impair our business acumen. Great leaders need to avoid allowing politics to interfere with their business judgment. Confident. Great leaders are confident and sincere. Bravado and arrogance turn people off and create an atmosphere of distrust. Inspirational leaders are confident and they make everybody feel amazing. They are poised, positive, and direct. Organizations with confident leaders are focused and don't get wrapped up in trivial things that make many organizations benign. Share. Great leaders create other great leaders, and that leads to strong teams that are diverse and highly motivated. Strong leaders have clearly defined values which resonate with everyone. Work ethic, respect, honesty. That's instilled in the organization, and that creates an atmosphere of shared ideas and opinions. Integrity. Great leaders keep their promises and encourage the same among their team members. When people make promises they don't keep, trust is lost. Once trust is lost, integrity suffers. Inspirational people honor their word and don't convolute the truth. Integrity is hard to earn and it's super easy to lose. Open. Great leaders create an atmosphere of open communication. They are great communicators and inspire with their words, but they motivate with their actions. I've seen many companies assimilate their political views into their businesses. Regardless of how justified people feel with those beliefs, they still alienate some people. When people feel alienated, they don't get involved and they certainly don't stay inspired. Now, this is a tough conversation today because we're seeing a lot of things happening in our world, politically and organizationally, in businesses we work for, where people are tethered to certain beliefs at the expense of really being open. And I'm talking about real diversity of thought, opinion, everything. It's a very all-inclusive category that's highly uncomfortable for many people. If we can't get past that, our friendships suffer, our intimate relationships can suffer, and certainly our professional relationships are going to suffer. Let's be self-aware. Let's think about these things, and let's not make the mistake of becoming a conformist in a world that's demanding certain things at the expense of learning to be astute about how we think, contemplate, and consider our words and our actions very carefully. I'm Steve Woolenhouse. This is Anatomy of Success. Let's get together again next week. Until then, let's stay focused, let's stay positive, and let's stay optimistic.